Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Welcome to you, my friend. It's Sam Crowley. You're listening to the Sunday Spiritual Podcast from the host of the Everyday Saturday Show. It's Sam Crowley. Love, love, love that you're listening today. This is where we get an opportunity one day a week. Oh, my God. We get an opportunity to offend people. Yes. We get an opportunity to empower people. For sure. And we get an opportunity to get the message out to over 100 countries around the world, individuals that are looking to be lifted up. We want to lift you up today. I feel the Holy Spirit inside of me every single day. And let me tell you, that's the topic for today because that's great news for you. The most flawed sinner on the planet feels the Holy Spirit inside of them. So if you can, if you're just like 1 degree better than me, oh my God, let me tell you something, child, you're on your way to the pearly gates. We'll talk about that today. So if you just plugged in, it's Sunday, July 27, 2014. And if it's Sunday, we do a spiritual podcast once a week. Not because I'm creating a cult and I've got holy water I'm sprinkling on everybody and I'm going to turn water into wine. Although I bet if I tried to, never mind. That's not a good joke. Anyway, if this is the first time you're plugging into the show, once a week I turn the tables a little bit, talk about God and Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, as I just mentioned. And I was born Irish Catholic. My mom raised 8 of us by herself in a small town of Bradford, Pennsylvania. We went to church every Sunday. And you know what's wild is that, let me just say, so if you're plugging in right now, we don't talk about God every day. The Everyday Saturday podcast is for entrepreneurs, dreamers, and doers. It's more of a business, motivational show, the number one motivational podcast on the planet. Once a week, though, we go a little bit deeper into faith and spirituality. And look, you'll find out real quick that I very rarely quote a Bible verse because I think it's more real that you know that I'm not an individual who reads my Bible every day. I found that a lot of Bible scholars are hypocrites. Isn't that wild? Do you find that to be? Not everybody, so don't send me the emails and hit me up on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. Let me know, well, I quote my Bible verse, and I'm not a hypocrite, Sam. We're all, it's a fallen world. It's a fallen, yeah, I get that. I get it's a fallen world. That's my whole point. If you know your Bible, and you can recite it frontwards, backwards, sideways, and you've got it all yellow highlighted and dog-eared, the pages and your favorite verses, that is fan-flipping-tastic. Congratulations, you've been able to memorize a passage. Now, let me ask you one thing. These are the people who rubbed me the wrong way. I'll get back to being raised Irish Catholic in Bradford, PA in just a second. But let me get off on a rant here because I'm going, baby. I'm going with this one. Please don't be judging other people. Please don't outwardly tell others how to live their life. Those are the people I absolutely cannot stand. And I know I'm not the only one, and I know Christianity, when it gets rubbed the wrong way in other people's eyes, it's because of that person. That person. Oh, you know, Isaiah 4:15 says that we all should, hey, you know what? You know what? Rather than quote Isaiah, why don't you go out and help people out, keep your mouth shut. I don't need to know exactly the Bible passage. I'll watch. How about this? How about I watch you, your actions, and I'll be able to determine real quick if you are Christ-like or not. No amount of memorization, okay, can make you a better disciple of Jesus Christ. Write that one down, highlight it, circle it, and dog-ear that page, my friend. No amount of memorizing will make you a better disciple of Jesus Christ, okay? Why don't we all try to get out of our own way, leave our ego at the door, leave your Bible passage memorization stuff behind, and go do good in the world, help other people out. Stop trying to tell people how much you know about your Christianity and your religion. This goes for any religion. And tell me how to live my life when you ain't even got your life intact. And then when I call you out and tell you that you don't have your life intact, the very first thing you're going to say is, well, you know, it's a fallen world. And we all, for the grace of God, try to do better. And God knows this. Yeah, but you know what God also knows? He knows that you can be a blowhard at times. He knows that you're out there spewing his Bible verses, trying to tell other people how to live their life when you don't even have your own life in order. So, by the way, those of you looking for Shane Harden, pastor of Branches Church and co-host of the Everyday Saturday Spiritual Podcast, Shane will be back in the studio between summer vacation, and he has been busier than a one-arm paper hanger. So I expect Shane, and I brought this up to him at church today, I expect to see him back in the studio for next week's Everyday Saturday Spiritual Podcast. And I'm sure he'd have a few words to say to me right now. He'd probably be trying to soften up the message. But Shane's not here to save you today. It's going to be a hard-hitting Sunday podcast. That's my point, man. You don't got to memorizing means absolutely nothing. Go out and do good. You know, and listen, let me tell you something, man. I am the individual that says I am the most flawed human being on the planet. I'll tell you what, if I tried to count my sins starting right now that I've committed in my lifetime, we'd have to go another million years for me to get them all out. And I'm here to tell you, look, I don't do it intentionally. You don't either. But we are all flawed. So why don't we just say it? And why don't we just mean it? Why don't we just tell people, hey, look, here's the deal. All right, I'm a Christian. You're a Christian. Okay, I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm actually here for help. All right, how about you and I, like Deuteronomy talks about? How about two people come together under God and try to do good? Right, when two people come together, what happens? Magic happens. Are you allowed to say magic when you're mentioning a book of the Bible? I don't even think you're allowed to do that. See, there's so many rules. There's so many rules you got to follow as a Christian. Does the Bible say? Look, go live your life with a heart. Have a servant's heart. Get your moral compass dialed in the right place. You're going to step in it. Absolutely you are. But if you can do just a little bit more good than not so good, you're ahead of the game, man. You know, don't go out intentionally looking to hurt people. God is a loving God. God is a forgiving God. God looks at you every single day the same way you look at your kids. I mean, seriously, if your kid came to you, if one of my children, one of my three girls came to me, and they just did everything wrong the entire day. They screwed up, which actually I think we have a precedent for this. But if they screwed up every single day, or every single minute of that day, and came to me and said, Dad, oh, I messed up, man. I did this, I did that. I know you told me not to do this, but I did. All right. I know you told me not to do X, and I did Y, and it just, oh, Dad, can you forgive me? I'm begging for your forgiveness, and I'm going to try to do better tomorrow. I would say, what are you going to say to that? No. No, little Pagey, my 8-year-old girl, soon to be 9 years old, I know what those pretty blue eyes and that blonde hair and that puppy dog look you give me. I am not accepting your forgiveness. I'm condemning you to a lifetime of hell. So go away. Be gone! No. Of course, give her a big hug, and of course I say, hey, you know what you did wrong. Try not to let it happen again, but of course I forgive you. That's what God is saying to us every single day. He's saying, hey, I know you stole that money. I know you missed church. I know you've committed adultery. I know you told a lie. I know you hurt somebody. All right, thinking of all the commandments. I know you've haven't honored your father and your mother. All right, broken every commandment there is, but I'm here to tell you, I'm a loving God. I give grace that you haven't even deserved, but I'm going to give it to you anyway. Just do this for me, would you? Just try to get closer to me. Try to have the Holy Spirit live inside of you. Try to do just a little bit good today, not for me. Obviously, it's going to glorify me if you go out there and do good deeds, but also for your fellow human, for your fellow man. You know, as we're going through a very difficult time here in the Crowley house, by the way, I'll just give you an update real quick. My wife will be 22 weeks pregnant this Tuesday, a couple days, 2 days from the date of this podcast. And it's day to day, man. I wish I had better news. I really do. And I'm not here to bring anybody down, but hey, look, I ask God every single day, just keep this baby alive, keep this baby inside until she's ready to come out into the world, which we're probably still a few weeks away from that being a reality, meaning if we had to deliver a baby that she would have a chance of living. Every single day, you know, I think about that. So the update today is my wife will be 22 weeks, and we have an amazing church family, Branches Church here in Loveland, Ohio, that Shane Harden founded along with Matt Ball. I've had both Matt and Shane on the show. Shane's a regular co-host of the Everyday Saturday Sunday. How about that? The Everyday Saturday Sunday podcast. And my church family has been absolutely nothing short of amazing. And I don't know, maybe it's because, you know, when you deal in business, you're in business, I'm in business. And when you're in business, people have a way of breaking promises. You know what I'm talking about? Like, hey, we'll do this together. Or, hey, let's make sure we connect and, you know, on this project. Or, hey, yeah, I got a guy that can do this for you and help your business and things. And most of it never happens, right? Not because people are bad people. I think people have a habit of just over-promising and under-delivering. And I don't think you would argue with that. I think as a society, we have a big, big issue with just delivering on what we say we're going to do for somebody. But since we've been, this is going on a month now, where my wife and I have been, seems like we're in a different emergency room or delivery room, thinking we're losing this baby every day for the past 30 days. And look, I'm not here to whine on anybody. I'm just here as a Christian to help you understand my walk with God. You know, I talk to God every day. I don't need to be in a church with a steeple on it to have a conversation with God. And you don't either. You know, if you're going through some trials and tribulations, let me just say right there, it ain't about Sam Crowley or his wife Angela or their unborn baby. It ain't about me. I'm just being as transparent as a glass of water with you to help you understand that whatever trouble you're going through right now, when you communicate with God and you speak to God, you don't need to be in a church to speak to God. Jesus lives inside of you. Do you believe that? I mean, do you receive that message? Do you believe that as flawed as you are, of all the sins that you've committed, as a horrible person as you think you might be, which sometimes we beat ourselves up so much. You'll be the first to tell a friend, right? You and a friend go for a cup of coffee or whatever. You hang out for a while and your friend just downloads on you everything they've done wrong, okay? How horrible a person they are, and they can't even begin to even look at themselves in the mirror. What do you say to that person? Come on, you're not that bad. I know you. Yeah, I know who you are. I know your heart. I know what it's made of. You're not that bad. But then you have those same things happen in your life. What's the first thing you do? You self-condemn. You're the first to jump all over yourself, beat yourself up to the point you're even unrecognizable. I'm such a horrible person. I have no future. I shouldn't even be alive. My God, this is crazy. What value am I even adding? I'm here to tell you, look, stop. Just stop. I've been that person. You know, it's as much of a struggle for me every single day to accept that I am Sam Crowley, the most flawed human being on the planet. What business do I even have delivering a Sunday podcast? I mean, come on, man. I don't know my Bible. I'd be the first to tell you I don't know my Bible. And people say, Sam, why don't you take time to read your Bible? I don't have an answer for that. I just don't. I think at some point I like knowing that Jesus is inside of me and that I can have a conversation and I don't need to have any biblical verses memorized. Now, is there scripture that I love and that I refer back to and that I know? Sure there is. Sure. Timothy, fight the good fight. Ironically enough, it's been the phrase of been the verse that we've been studying this week during our vacation Bible school with our daughters. You know, I have fought the good fight was the Timothy 2 verse that my sister actually read at my mom's funeral back in 1997, saying my mother has fought the good fight. She has finished the race. You're going to finish the race. Fight the good fight. Fight the fight against your negative self-esteem. Fight the fight against you thinking you're such a huge sinner, you have no value to bring to the world. Because back in, as I was discussing earlier, Bradford, Pennsylvania, when my mom raised all 8 of us Irish Catholic, we would do things pretty ritualistically. And if you're Catholic, you know what I'm talking about. You know, you stand up, you sit down, you follow the priest around. Whatever he says to do, you do. You go to confession. The priest tells you to do 10 Hail Marys and an Our Father, and you're forgiven of your sins. And it's kind of brokering a deal with God. And I don't have anything against the Catholic religion. I loved it. I was an altar boy. I used to serve Mass and funerals and weddings and all that good stuff. And all my brothers did the same thing and made a lot of great friends that were altar boys. And I really, it got me closer to God. I went to St. Bernard School from first to eighth grade. But when I got older, like most adults, I started asking questions. Like, why religion? You know, what's a Protestant? I have no idea. Even still to this day, you hold a gun to my head, say, Sam, what's the difference between a Baptist, a Protestant, a Catholic, Presbyterian, Lutheran? I don't know. Nazarene? I have no idea. And you know what? I don't want to know. I honestly don't care. I've had people say, Sam, well, because I've said that before. I don't know the difference. Well, actually, Sam, I took theology, and let me tell you, I've actually stopped. I'll never forget this guy. Well, his name was John. We were at a cookout, just trying to make small talk. And I go, you know what, John? I don't even know. We're at a table full of people. He's like, I don't know the difference, and I went into the difference. He goes, oh, well, Sam, let me give you an idea. I said, John, stop. I don't want to know. It will do me no good. Now, if I want to know, I'll just Google it, okay? I understand. Wikipedia, I can get this information in a second. I want to know what's in people's heart, though, John. Can you tell me what's in? Look, see that person over there playing a ring toss? You know, this is a picnic. See, playing a ring toss? What's in their heart? Do you know their heart? No, I would have to talk. Exactly. I want to know people's heart. I want to know what their motives are. I want to know the value that they're bringing, and I want to know that we can do life together. You know, that's what I want to know. I want to know there's somebody that I can confide in during my darkest days, like people on my church I can lean on. I will never be able to repay Branches and the people that have brought over food. Just amazing. Showing up, Barry Hamilton last night from Branches Church brings over just pans of barbecued ribs and chicken and coleslaw and baked beans. And I mean, my kids were eating like kings and queens, and my wife's laid up. She's on bed rest, you know, hasn't moved in a few weeks now. And we don't have anything to worry about. All of our needs are met because of our fellow man and part of our church family. And I say all of this because I didn't need to memorize a Bible verse for somebody to come over and bring us food. I didn't need to memorize a Bible verse for people to stop me in the hallway, which at church today, it seemed like everybody did, and ask, how's Angela doing? You guys all right? You need anything? Do you want for anything? Whatever you need, we'll help you out. They didn't ask, hey, Sam, real quick, James 1:13-18, what does it say? Before we can bring you food, what does it say? You don't need it, guys. Let me tell you, Jesus Christ lives inside of you. Jesus loves you. God is a forgiving God. If he's forgiving me, the biggest loser, and I say that not because, look, I understand. I'm a personal development speaker, trainer, seminar leader. You can take that title and shove it, quite honestly. You know what I'm talking about? I see all these gurus on the internet, and they're all positioning themselves as if, you know, they don't have any problems. Nothing goes wrong in their life. You know what? Catch these people on the side. Do you even follow these people around? Do you even know who they are? Or do you just know what their CD is? Do you know what their video is? Do you know what their YouTube channel is? I've got a million fans, and I'm one of the top 100 people on the internet, most influential. You're an idiot if that's who you think you really are, okay? Remember this. The king and the pawn, they both go back into the same box at the end of the game. I want to know what's inside of you. I want to know if Christ lives inside of you. I want to know if you've accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior. I want you to know, though, that God is a very forgiving God. There's no sin you can commit that can't be forgiven in a moment's notice if you just ask for his forgiveness, no different than when your children come to you and ask for their forgiveness, your forgiveness of them. So understand this. As we move forward throughout this whole every day is Saturday mission, yes, I want you to make lots and lots of money. Of course, I do. I honestly do.
Well, Sam, you know, it's easier for a camel to get into heaven than a rich man to go through, or a camel to thread the eye of a needle than a rich man to go through heaven.
That's a quote. Yes, I get it. Money is the root of all evil. No, 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 no. Money is not the root of all evil. For the love of money is the root of all evil. I want you to be so blessed monetarily that you literally, you've got to give 99% of it away just because you've got so much. But if that never happens for you, look at your other areas of your life. Excuse me. Look at other areas of your life. What about your health? Are you blessed with good health? Not great health. No, I know you got aches and pains. I ran 6 miles yesterday. I've felt pains in my hips and knees and ankles and feet that I didn't even know existed. Pain points in most parts of my body. But you know what? Felt good. I thank God. When I got done running yesterday, I thank God. I said, God, thank you for giving me. And you know who I was thinking about? And I swear to God, I was thinking about this. After 3.5 miles, I wanted to stop. I wasn't running at a good pace. I felt a little bit lethargic. I don't know what it was. It was about 10:30 in the morning. And you know what I thought about? I thought about our veterans
who have prosthetic legs. As I was about to think about quitting, I swear to God that thought came into my mind. And I don't know why I had this image in my mind. And again, you see stuff on TV, and at that moment, you don't give it a moment's thought. But then 6 years later, you think about, this isn't a political statement, so don't take it that way. I'm just thinking, I remember seeing images of George Bush, the junior, 43, running around the White House with a veteran who had two prosthetic legs. And he's running on his, you know, prosthetic legs, and George Bush is going for a jog next to him as part of his commitment to the veterans. I'm not here, Republican, Democrat. Look, save that crap for somebody else. This isn't a political statement. I'm just here. That's an image that was in my mind. I'm thinking, damn, these guys leave Walter Reed Hospital. They're lucky if they've got any arms or legs left. And I'm sitting here bitching and moaning about not being able to finish a 6 mile. I want to hit 6 miles yesterday. You know what? After I had that image in my mind, I just kept running. And I kept saying, thank you, God, for two good legs. Thank you, God, for two good legs. Thank you, God, for two good legs. Before I knew it was 4 miles, and it's 4.5, and then 5, and then 5.5. And then before I knew it, my 6 mile mark was up. It took me almost an hour to run 6 miles. Terrible pace for most people. Hey, I'll take it, man. If I'm not going to be blessed with millions of dollars coming in every month, I'll be blessed with good health. I'll be blessed with healthy kids. Let me tell you something right now. I don't feel any more grateful in my life than I do right now, having three healthy girls as we battle to get our fourth child born healthy. You know, nothing was going to make us happier than welcoming that baby into the world. But it also helps me give a tremendous amount of thanks to God. I thank God every day for my girls. Of course, they're trying and taxing and drama and all the fighting and asking me questions. And why do I got to do that, Dad? Just do it. Why? Just do it. Why? That's a conversation, real conversation, my 13-year-old. Hey, Mal, just do it. Why? Just do it. Why? Just do it. Why? I mean, it goes on. I don't know. Well, then I always drop the Trump card. I'm your dad. Go do it. Shut up. Okay. That's it. That always wins. Well, at least when she's 13, it wins. My point in all of this in today's Sunday sermon for the Everyday Saturday Show, you can't screw up enough. It's impossible for you to do something so bad, so tragic, so horrible that God would not say, I forgive you, I love you, let's keep doing life together while you have it, while you have this natural life, because you're not going to have it forever. And to wrap up today's show, I want to do life together with you as well. I want to know, you and I, that we're doing this thing together, not for us, not for the money, not for big houses and cars and things like that, but to glorify God, the creator, the person who gave us life, that breathed life into us. I don't know my Bible inside and out, and I'm just going to keep saying that. I'm just going to keep saying that because the pressure for you to be perfect is lifted off of you. Let me lift that pressure off of you. I would love to know my Bible more. I'm going to learn more Bible verses, but you know what I want to do more than just learn them? I want to apply them. The Timothy verse from the book of Timothy this week really resonated with me, and it was amazing how it all came back full circle. That's what my sister talked about, and that's the verse she used at my mom's funeral. I have fought the good fight. I have run the race. Let's do it. Can we? I mean, can you and I run this race together, knowing that we don't have to be perfect, knowing that we don't have to have every scripture in the Bible memorized? You know what we got to do? We got to understand the Holy Spirit lives inside of us. God loves us. God is a forgiving God. And him and you and me and everybody together is going through life not easy, not simple. You know, God is not going to make life easy, not going to make it simple, but you know what he is going to do? This is the last thing I'm going to leave you with, all right? Life isn't going to be simple. Life isn't going to be easy. There's going to be challenges. I'm going through them. You're going through them. We're going through them together. Remember that. Feel free to hit me up on Twitter. Let me know you're listening to the Spiritual Podcast. Sam, let's do life together. Let's do it. Just hit me up at Sam Crowley. I want to know it. But God isn't making it simple. He's not going to make it easy, but you know what he is going to do? He's going to give you the strength to persevere. He's going to give you the strength to move past whatever obstacle is in your way. You don't believe me? Just test him. My name's Sam Crowley, host of the Everyday Saturday podcast. Have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Everyday is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Everyday is Saturday.